Hey, so this video, like I said, man, every morning I just kind of wake up, roll out of bed, and just start thinking. So I thought this morning about the girls I told you. If you may see my last video, if whoever watches may see my last video, I was talking about this girl. She's pretty much she's a hooker, and she was mad because a guy wouldn't want her anymore because she's just turned 21 and she's been a prostitute. I mean, she's on Pornhub and everything now. This thick little white girl, man, she's just fucked up. And I was just thinking back on my past, because I'm 33 now. So when I was in high school, internet, Facebook, YouTube wasn't out. And I was thinking back to those days. Like, it used to be fun to chase women. It really did. Like, and I'll be honest with you, especially before social media, it was fun. It was like there was that idea, like, oh, maybe I can get it. It was fun. So, like I said in the last video about heaven, what is heaven to men? Like, it's the chasing is what is the heaven to us. You see, like the chasing it, and to not and the not knowing if we can get it and chasing it. I think that's what I think that I would say it's the heaven, but that's the high for us is that state of unknown while chasing something. And it used to be fun. And I think it's really a natural thing for men to want to chase, the woman he wants and to fill his head up with all how she'll be and all this stuff like that. That is fun. And it's a natural feeling. I'll tell you this, it's a natural feeling. But where and just on a side note, where it fucked up was because see, women always learn how to manipulate to get more game. Women are like, I read somewhere women want toasted ice. Like they want toasted ice. They're always going to want something that they can't have. Like their whole existence is based around that. So where it fucked up was like, see, everyone, especially with social media and online dating and all this, it gave women the world to look at. So all the women just went to the top, pretty much 5, 10, 15% of guys. So now to the point where like guys already know if they chase a woman, like they'll very rarely wear her down and get her to, pay them attention because women are just—they just have so many outlets to get attention. Like nowadays, if a moderately attractive girl puts her face pic on, puts a picture on Facebook and just comments on one thing, she'll have at least five beta orbiters following her, trying to talk to her. And it's just and like at this point in the dating world, it's to the point where now I would strongly recommend pretty much. The prettier she is, the less you give her unearned attention and respect. The prettier she is, treat her the opposite way. That's what I would highly advise to do. Because nowadays, like I said, it used to be fun because 15, 20 years ago, before everybody was comfortable doing YouTube and Facebook and putting their face and picture and bodies on Instagram and Snapchat, you see, yeah, a woman might be you like the it girl around here, but even then. Let's look at the reality of it. Let's say you live in a small neighborhood. I used to live in a small neighborhood, right? And there's always that one pretty girl in a small neighborhood. So, with that being said, the reality of the dynamics in real life of being a pretty girl are not the same as being a pretty girl on the internet. See, when you're a pretty girl in real life and you're hovering around, well, see, before social media, if that girl was so pretty, a lot of guys would just be afraid to talk to her because she was so pretty. You see what I'm saying? They would get awkward. So a lot of times, like she wouldn't even know exactly how pretty she was because like average Amy would probably have more guys actually approaching her than the pretty girl would. But I told you guys on that MTV reality show years ago, I still remember that situation where, see, this was before YouTube and Facebook and social media and internet, really. There was this reality TV show where it was like maybe like six or eight guys living in a house and six or eight girls living in the same house. And Valentine's Day came up. And out of all the girls, there was one girl who was like, leagues ahead prettier than the other ones. And when Valentine's Day came up, she was the only one who actually ended up without a date. And they asked all the guys, like, why didn't you ask, the pretty girl out for a date? And every guy's response was, oh, well, I figured everybody else would ask her. So I just went for the average girl. And so the reality of it was the prettier girl ended up without a date. You see, this is before. See, all she, but like, see, nowadays, all she has to do is just go on Tinder real quick or make some account with her picture on it, and she would have had a Valentine's Day date within the hour. You see what I'm saying? But see, back then it wasn't like that. See, back then, like your odds of chasing, you know, the one pretty girl down, blah, blah, blah. Back then your odds were much higher. Whereas like now it's pretty much it's pretty much bizarro world now. It's like the prettier she is, the more you treat her like shit to stand out for her to notice you. You see, the more you cut her off when she's talking, the more you don't respect her for you to stand. Because nowadays, like I said, all she has to do is just create a Facebook account, a YouTube account. She'd be like that, like these random bitches on YouTube that talk shit. And she'll get, as long as she's cute, she'll immediately get 10,000 views within a day because she's just a beautiful woman. You see what I'm saying? So, like, see the chase, and more than half those comments are going to be thirsty guys, beta orbiters chasing after her. So, like I said, see, it's not fun. Like, the chase is not fun anymore because it's easier for guys to just shoot their shot on through cyberspace because they don't have to deal with that true face-to-face realization of the girl not liking you for you and all this stuff like that. So nowadays, like it's not worth chasing. Okay. Like I said, you will be better off treating them like shit. And nowadays, from my experiences, that's just the reality of that. It's just the reality of what humanity, I think, has evolved to now, especially in Western countries. You're gonna be better off treating her like shit and not giving her any unearned attention. Because see, now it's to the point where, see, they're getting so much unearned attention to where they can't even siphon out anybody. So at this point, they're just like they're just swarmed with it. It would be almost the same as let's say like your job wanted to pay you in pennies. And of all those pennies, you were supposed to pick your favorite penny. You couldn't pick the penny because you're just swarmed with them. I don't know why every time I start talking, man, I start getting congested and crazy. But anyway, back to the topic, man. Like, see, dealing with it used to be fun to chase, and I think it's a natural instinct for guys to chase. But I think social media made it easier for far more men to at least try and chase at least a little bit, and it just ruined the whole game. So it men's instincts on top of women. See, women, they don't like the long term of it, but they like the initial reward. Kind of like it's almost like being a heroin addict for a lot of them. See, they like the initial reward, but they hate the long term of it. So a lot of them, they'll rather just keep fighting for that initial reward and just live with themselves, being mad at themselves over the long term of it. It's pretty much heroin addiction for them. Like they get like I said, with women, everything with a woman is about how much attention she's getting. And that's where she's going to put her worth in the world as. And if she's not getting a lot of attention, she's going to want to commit suicide. And if she's getting a lot of attention, well, her biological purpose on the planet is now served. See, but because the reality of it is, see, that attention is meant for her children. See, women are bird brains. They don't think a lot. They don't think anything through. But see, that attention they're craving from society, from Facebook, from Instagram, from Snapchat. See, that attention should be the attention coming from their own children. That, you know, when they come in your room, mommy, 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 can I have oatmeal, mommy, can I have a toy truck, see, that's where all those, see, they're confusing that part of their life with Facebook likes, and they end up fucked up. And then on top of that, you got feminists trying to tell women, yeah, go out and get your education, get your degree, and then at 30 years old, you'll magically find the right man you want to have babies at the drop of midnight and then everything else. See, no, they got that order's all wrong. See, at 30, women, see, that's another reason why women should have children when they're 20. Because even when they're 20 and possibly younger, see, all those years that women are going out to clubs, you know, go staying out till 4 a.m. And then getting up to work at 7:30. See, they got the whole game confused. You see, all that, all the desperate for attention, going out partying until 4 or 5 a.m. and getting up at 7 a.m. to go to work for a 12-hour shift, you know, all that ridiculous shit like that, That is made for when that baby's up all night sick and crying, and then you still got to get up and fend for the other children and all that. So see, that's all that time period is built for. But fifth, see, women, that you can't see, like, you can't get mad at women, because women are like children. They're extremely short-sighted at best. Okay, they don't think these things thoroughly out, unless it's like really what they wanted when they were, you know, since they were little. They don't think these things out. They don't think, you know, in depth on anything. The furthest they think is how they can manipulate a man to get something more they want out of it. And that's where we are now in society. So women don't have the conscience to think, oh, well, maybe I should have a baby at 20 for all these various different reasons. Maybe I should settle down with a man in my teen years and have babies in my early 20s, because that fits all my biological. See, women don't think, if it's any more than 5 minutes in front of a woman's head, she's not going to think of it. It's pretty much a man's job to sit her down and pretty much make her do it, because a woman is not going to, they're just not going to think properly. It's been proven since the beginning of time. If it's not how to manipulate a man, and then they're not going to do anything right. It's just how it is. They're going to fuck up. It's like, and I'm on a whole side tangent, but like with the feminist thing, like they're training women to believe that, you know, you go off to college and you get your career and you're going to find a magical man at the drop of a hat at 28, 29, 30 and have babies, you know, the next week, and everything's going to work out fine. It happens for a small percentage, but not the majority. The majority end up 35 thinking they still got all the time in the world, you know, working this dead-end career. But anyway, that's my story, man, because I'm like super congested. I'm not going to keep blowing my nose on here because I'm getting like pretty bad congested too, and I'm getting hungry. So I'm out.